Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb. In for Colin Cowherd, as we are underway in Qatar, right? And you can be red state, blue state, you can be purple in the middle, it doesn't matter. If you can't find it in your blood as American to want to beat Iran, there's something wrong with you. Then this war's not for you. And you can say, this is okay. You're, by all means, don't let anybody tell you, like, you can't say you hate somebody you don't know. Yeah, you can. Hate Iran. Okay with it. No problem with it. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Okay with that. Anyway, we'll keep you updated on what takes place on the pitch with the boots and the kits and how they're playing. You hear people saying coaching matters, and it does, right? It does. I think it's comical and it's sad what people have said about Belichick. Oh, Brady won the divorce. Like, well, that was before the other divorce, because he won a Super Bowl. Where I could actually, you go back, and the year that Tom Brady won the Super Bowl, right, the COVID year, and this is interesting. Every other sport where somebody won a championship in the COVID year, you're like, yeah, it was COVID year, right? Lakers, Dodgers. Nobody says that about Brady and Tampa. You ever notice that? Never say like, it's COVID year. Anyway, both of these things can be true, right? Like their relationship that had run its course and Belichick had to rebuild. They were in cap hell. They had 8 guys opt out on their defense. Cam Newton was their quarterback who can't throw a football. And they won 7 games. And if you, again, look back, it was a really competitive division where you had 2 teams, Dolphins and Jets, who both won 10 games or more that year. Like, I make the case that might have been Belichick's greatest coaching job he ever did. But coaching matters, right? Example, 2 weeks ago, this was the Zach Wilson, I don't think we let the defense down game, right? The Jets punt the ball to the Patriots with 20 seconds to go in the game inbounds. Coaching matters. This is pretty simple. There's 20 seconds left. They had scored 3 points the entire game. It's crazy windy. The Patriots, if they got it, might have taken one look, but probably played for overtime. And you punt it inbounds, they take it back to the house. That is a coaching debacle. Debacle. Coaching matters. But what are you... Being a coach, like, what is it? You know? And there are three parts to coaching, which... For my lifetime, I feel like as broadcasters or even as analysts, we don't do a good enough job expressing how important they are. Three C's. Right, the first thing is conditioning. Like, conditioning is so incredibly important. And I use conditioning in a broad sense, a broad term. But here's the thing. In order to be ready, you got to practice. But you can't leave your legs on the practice field or the practice court, right? For basketball teams, do you do a shoot around? Some teams don't, they don't do it. You know, you don't want to over-prepare. How hard do you go? When you're coaching, I've done this, you know, where you're trying to manage, you want your team mentally, but also physically at the magic level at game time. You know? And coaches do this all the time, especially teams that are struggling, where they think they can coach their way out of issues. You're having a bad run. You're not shooting the ball well. Like, oh, we got to get in there and grind. And what happens, though, is it doesn't, when you're tired, it doesn't matter what you run. You just don't make shots. You turn the ball over more. I mean, think about when you're physically tired as a human being, right? When you're physically tired as a human being, you're more agitated. You miss things. You don't read text. You know, everything is just a little bit off. It's the same thing as an athlete. And, oh yeah, by the way, you got to not only rest them, but you have to practice and condition enough so that in the second half of the game, you got legs and they don't. Right? You just do. You got to understand. It's called the magic level. You got to be fresh, but rested. Right? You got to be rested, but conditioned. It's a really, really hard thing because, the only thing that actually conditions you for your sport is your sport. Like, you don't get a guy in shape by, hey, let's run 17s, let's run sprints. Like, no, you don't. You got to play that sport. But the more you do it, the more you run the risk of being exhausted in the fourth quarter. Conditioning is incredibly important. How much you rest, what you eat, how long you practice, when do you give them the day off, all that stuff. Culture is important, right? Culture is incredibly important. And we've done a better job. We throw around the culture term, but culture is, it's like pornography, the expression of pornography, what the Supreme Court definition of pornography was, you know it when you see it. That's culture. Okay. But the other part of coaching, and this is a huge one, is confidence. You can't play with one eye on the bench. Meaning you throw a pick, you throw it, you can't turn and look and see if there's somebody coming in. You have to, and Jimmy Johnson on Fox, former great college coach, great NFL coach, won Super Bowls, won national championships. His famous expression is, I coach everybody the same, different. Right? Because every human being is different. Some guys you can MF and it wakes them up. Some guys can be the whipping boy because they can take it. Some guys, you can't say anything to. You can't say anything to. The most talented players I played with in college at Oklahoma State. One's Desmond Mason, of course, played a decade in the NBA. The other one, his name's Adrian Peterson. Same name as the running back. Great player of North Little Rock, Arkansas. Adrian Peterson goes by Pete. But with the genius to my Hall of Fame now deceased former coach Eddie Sutton was, he coached everybody differently. Pete, you could pull him out of the game. You could get onto him. You could one year he was the year before I got there, he was playing so poorly. This is a true story. He actually had him drug tested. I'm going to get you drug tested. It's the only explanation for why he wasn't playing well. All that was fuel for Adrian Peterson. He played better. You get onto him, as long as you keep him in there, he's going to play better. Desmond Mason, can't get onto him. Took it very personal. But if you told him how hard he was playing, if you made him a leader in terms of his effort and didn't sweat the little details of things, he was unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. We'd come in, he wouldn't play well in the first half, and Coach Sutton would say, we need five guys that play as hard as Desmond Mason. He would play harder and tougher and better, even if he wasn't playing well. It triggered him. He understood the psychology of it. I saw this piece on CBS, and it was about Tua. And we've all seen some of the clips of Mike McDonald, what he's been able to do in terms of what he's been able to do with Tua. But take a listen to Tua talking to CBS.
Having someone that, first off, believes in you makes all the difference. Having someone that that calls me randomly, just telling me how much I mean to him and the things that he's trying to accomplish and we're trying to accomplish as a team. It's cool. I've never had that. I've never experienced that. This is my first time experiencing having that kind of relationship with someone, of that type of authority, being the head coach of an organization. But just love that guy.
You can absolutely coach confidence. And you could actually ruin somebody with the lack of confidence. And oftentimes coaches do it and they don't know they're doing it. Right? They don't know they're doing it. It's like, you ever have a little kid on the mound and what do they say? Like, just throw it strikes. Just throw strikes. Like, you don't think the kid's trying to throw a strike up there? You got to know psychology of what that kid is doing. But we've seen, how many players have we seen do exceedingly well because they have this ridiculous self-confidence, right? That's the secret of Steph Curry, is that he has the level of self-confidence that allows him to take shots which for my lifetime have always been considered a bad shot. And they're considered a bad shot not because you can't make it, but the percentage of times you can make it. But he truly believes. Now, you have to measure it because some guys have unreasonable self-confidence and they do things that, like, again, it's a balance, knowing each guy. You don't want to shut him down. But Mike McDaniel has discovered those three things, right? Conditioning, culture, confidence. Nobody's going to do it if they don't believe. And some guys need you to really believe in them because either their confidence is shaken, and that's what happened with his previous coach who didn't believe in him. Guys feel that. You feel that. You can feel when somebody doesn't believe in you as a spouse, as a friend, as a boss, as a coach. And if you have somebody who believes in you and it helps you believe in yourself, you're going to get the best out of yourself. You can be a genius coach and never drop a play on the board. I played for one. I played for a coach who's in the Hall of Fame, and I never saw him draw his own play on the board. Not one time. And he's a great coach. Why? Conditioning, culture, confidence. And look, he hurt my confidence, but he was great for most dudes. I think the Mike McDaniel thing, the champion of, like, we get so caught up in things that don't matter. What really matters is, can you get guys to play for you? Can you get guys to believe in themselves and then put them in position to succeed? And of course, he's got weapons all around. It's the reads are simple. Just get the ball to Tyreek Hill, get it to Jalen Wilde. They take care of themselves. But you walk into a building and you see a guy that's kind of been beaten up by media, social media, and more importantly, by his former coach. Doesn't believe in himself, and you find a way to get him to believe. Because what do they always say? If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is gonna, right? So all those other Dolphins, they wouldn't believe in him unless he believed in himself, and he wouldn't believe in himself unless his coach did. It all works together. It's kind of an amazing thing. Mark Dominic joins us. He was GM of the Bucks for many years. What has gone so wrong with his team, and what does he make of the really bizarre answers to the end of the regular end of the game, not the overtime, against the Browns 2 days ago. And what does he think of Jeff Saturday now that we've seen him 3 straight weekends, 1-2 record with the Indianapolis Colts? Get to that upcoming next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Doug Gottlieb for Colin. It's The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. For instant soccer analysis, let's go to Jason Stewart, who said, I believe, I don't know much about soccer, but we sure seem to be in your side, in their side a lot. That I'm watching right now, and it's really kind of interesting, right? Like, Iran clearly playing not to lose or tie, to try to play for a tie. Let's go down to the pitch for Jason Stewart, who is not in Qatar, but watching in Qatar. What do you got?
Yeah, USA is in their rectangle box in front of the goal. They're in there a lot, which you goal don't box, see right? in professional soccer. And if they don't win this game, I think they could point back to all those times they were in their box. Take that as you may. Go ahead.
Okay.
Mark Dominic's on hold, by the way.
I appreciate that. Mark Dominic joins us. He's a former GM of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's spent his entire professional life in front offices and are scouting in the National Football League. Of course, he has the GM podcast available on The Athletic. He joins us now in The Herd. Bunch of things I want to get to. Let's start with last night's game, okay? Colts. There's a lot of intrigue over Jeff Saturday becoming an interim head coach. You've seen them now for 3 weeks. What do you do they look like a well-coached team?
Well, I think, look, they had a chance. They had an opportunity, I think, as they played that down. I'd say this. Jeff is obviously 1-2. He's had two games, one which was very, very close with the Eagles and disrupting and getting a victory there. Two was a Pittsburgh team that, you know, played good fundamental football, but was beatable last night, and they didn't get it done. They had the brutal turnover, right, with the handoff to Jonathan Taylor. And I think that really kind of set the tone of, like, if they could have finished that drive off, I think the Colts would have had momentum. I think they're doing okay. Like, I don't feel like Jeff is doing a terrible job. I know a lot of people were talking about tight ends or timeouts, towards the end of the game. That was the drive. If it was going to happen or not happen, you know, I'm not disappointed completely by his use of the way he used timeouts. But I think that they're coached well enough where, you know, I still think they're going to get some W's, but that one last night was one that I had chalked up that they were going to win going into the game.
All right, now Kenny Pickett, let's put your scouting GM hat on. You're not going to be great from day one. My impression was, one, he looks better. He looks like he's getting better. But two, maybe more importantly, first couple drives last night, he was getting hit. And, you know, even veteran guys, you get hit a couple times early on the game and guys get jittery. You know, guys start seeing ghosts. I felt like he got better even after he got hit. But, yeah, I'm not a professional scout. I'm not a general manager. What did you see from their rookie quarterback?
I saw a guy that just didn't lose the game. I wasn't as over the top excited about it. I know Coach Tomlin even spoke some good things about he's having a natural progression as a quarterback supposed to. You know, in his rookie campaign, I looked at it, you know, he completed a ton of passes that were less than 10 yards. He didn't have the massive turnover in terms of interceptions. He was 20 for 28, but they had 174 yards. And so he played a game to me that was a good manage. That's a game manager play. Now it's a rookie, so I get that, but I'm not looking at it going, wow, look at the huge transition he's made. I mean, he's yet to have a game to have two touchdowns. So I'm not against Kenny Pickett by any stretch. But I'm not on the bandwagon like, wow, this guy's really coming on hot. He's really coming along like Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes or Josh or any of those other players. I see a guy that's, you know, playing consistent and not having a lot of turnovers, specifically over the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. He's been good that way, but he hasn't been dynamite in terms of, you know, driving the ball down the field, making the big throw and throwing touchdowns and throwing for 200-300 yards a game.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Mark Dominic is our guest, former GM of the Bucks, longtime NFL scout, front office guy for the better part of his entire professional life, and he joins us. Let's get to the Packers. Aaron Rodgers today said, hey, he's going to play Sunday. Got good test results. Then they have a bye. If you're Brian Gutekunst, at what point do you pull the plug on Aaron Rodgers and take a look at Jordan Love?
I don't, you know, until they tell me that we're completely out of the season in terms of we are completely non-eligible for the postseason. Aaron's going to go out there if he can. I talk to our doctors and make sure he's not going to hurt it any worse. And I'm very honest with Aaron, making sure that he doesn't do anything any worse. And then I think, Doug, the next most important thing you do as a general manager for Brian Gutekunst, and hopefully you have that kind of relationship, is you talk to Aaron, you talk to his agent, and just kind of get a sense of what does 2023 look like for you, Aaron? Like, are we here? Are you happy? Are you ready to go? And let's get this thing done. Because to me, that answer tells me what I do with Jordan Love. Do I need, if Aaron's like, I'm not sure I want to play, I need the offseason to think about it. Okay. All right, I got you. So then if I feel like I want to move over to Jordan Love, I will towards the end of the season. If Aaron's like, hey, look, I'm here for 2023, and Aaron comes back and he's healthy, even if they're eliminated from the postseason, you know, Aaron stays on the football field. To me, it's having that open, honest conversation about what's your plan for 2023, and do you see that being a Packer? And if you sit there and say, hey, this next year, I don't want to be here, or I don't know if I want to play, I got to get some snaps to Jordan Love. You got to respect that. I'm sorry, but that's how we have to do it. If you want to play and you're going to be here, get out on the football field. Let's go. Let's win some of these games.
What do you do if you're Arizona with a season which is pretty much over in terms of playoffs, and a quarterback who questions the scheme of the coach, and a coach that was brought in, by the way, specifically to coach that quarterback? They've all gotten extensions. What do you do in Arizona?
I know. They all got extensions, and the quarterback got the extension too soon. And I think we've talked about that a little bit, and that's where I think that they made the big critical error. Now, who's at blame for that? Cliff Kingsbury? Is it Steve Keim? I think I'd want to, if I'm the owner, Mr. Bidwell, I'd probably have a good sense of who was really pushing the extension worse than the other person. And that's who I'm thinking about talking to. That's the one person that might be in a lot more trouble than anybody else, because that wasn't necessary, wasn't played out right. It didn't look good, and obviously it's coming back to haunt them. And then now when the player is deciding that he's got the upper hand, because he now has the leverage over everybody in your organization, head coach, owner, and GM, because I've got the money and you can't cut me, you know, he's got himself in a tough spot. So I'm looking as the owner, being honest with myself, saying, where did we get to this extension? Because if we wouldn't have done the extension this offseason, we wouldn't be in worse shape right now than we are, and we also wouldn't be handcuffed the way we are. And obviously, as we talk back about the Kyler Murray, the reason why they put that clause in there and then they moved it back out is there was concerns about Kyler Murray. So clearly the organization was worried, yet they still paid him. So I'm getting to the who and why we did this, and then that might be the person having the tough conversation in a couple weeks here when we end up the season.
Okay. If we do in the who and why, it feels like Nathaniel Hackett was hired because they thought they had a legit shot at Aaron Rodgers. It hasn't worked, not just because of fit, but Hackett seemed to be overwhelmed early. But more troubling is, again, like, you can change coaches. Russell Wilson, I can't get rid of him for three more years. Mm-hmm. When you watch, and you've done, like I say, you've done this for 25 years, is he over the hill? Is he just heavy? Is it the scheme that doesn't fit him? Like, what's happened for Russell Wilson? Like, look, Colin knows a ton about football. He's had a greater view of Russell than I ever have. But still, like, Russell Wilson's a hell of a quarterback, and he stinks this year. What do you see when you watch him play?
Yeah, I see part of the concerns, I think, that John Schneider or Pete Carroll or maybe some of the locker room guys had about his leadership ability. And who is this guy really in this locker room? Like, is he the guy that we expected? And maybe he hasn't been. Has he been more of a prima donna? Or is it, you know, what John Schneider or Pete Carroll felt? Maybe that Russell Wilson's, like, losing that edge. Like, you know what? He's comfortable losing lately. And that's kind of a bizarre thing to sit there and say. But I know how much John loved, Schneider loved Russell Wilson. I mean, for years we talk about it at the combine, or when we're in person, we just kind of talk about Russell and his football team and everything like that. So to trade him away, when I thought that, boy, that's really bizarre for John, knowing his affection for him, tells me they had a sense of something that was going on in Russell's world, whether it was, again, his dedication, motivation, focus on the game is a strong possibility. Maybe his desire was there, but not the way that it used to be. And they could see that. And they're like, hey, we got to get moving here. And so I feel like I think it's more of the intensity of Russell and the focus of Russell, which is usually spot on and great, which has put him at the level that, you know, Colin's talking about. But I think I've seen a guy that has not played at all the way I've ever seen him play before. And I don't blame the offensive line. I don't blame the tight end room. I don't blame the wide receiver room. I don't blame the running back room. I feel like it's the quarterback. And I look at Nate Hackett and I say, hey, look, being head coach is tough. And he's a good play caller. But some guys aren't head coaches and they're just good play callers. And right now it feels like a combination of the both.
Emmanuel Acho has his own show on Fox. And he said that Justin Herbert's a social media quarterback. Now, some people, even the Chargers, I think, kind of took that the wrong way. They're like, hey, Justin Herbert doesn't even have social media. But the idea behind it is, hey, look, man, he may make some spectacular throws, but they haven't won. He's been through a couple of head coaches. And, you know, quarterbacks, wins and losses do reflect a quarterback's play. Now, full disclosure, I'm a Charger fan. It seems bizarre to me because, in many ways, he's the only guy who's kept them kind of above water with all the injuries and some of the bizarre stuff. The defense has been a mess for the last couple of years. But put your professional scouting GM hat on. What's your eval of Justin Herbert to this point?
Yeah, and Acho's a smart guy, and I love listening to him and being around him, but he's way wrong on this one. In my personal opinion, you know, Justin's got what? He's completed over almost 67% of his passes in his NFL career. As a rookie, you know, he completed 67%. We're talking about Kenny Pickett right now. His rookie year, he had 3,000 yards. Kenny Pickett right now has, like, what, 3 touchdowns? Justin Herbert has 19. And everybody's like, hey, Kenny Pickett's playing really good. Well, Justin's played really good. And some of that's been around Justin Herbert and all the injuries they've suffered within that organization, whether it's Keenan Allen going down. Obviously, Bosa, you know better than even I do, the different players that have been up and down.
You don't have
roster.
A left the all-pro left tackle's been out most right. the whole year. He hasn't had right. Keenan and Mike Williams together except for two quarters of the season, right? I mean, like...
Yeah, and I said that, actually, and I said it the wrong way. My mind was thinking, when he was a rookie, he said 31 touchdowns, not three. So Justin Herbert came out and played well, but then the next year, last year, he doubled down on that and said, you know what, I'm up to 38 touchdowns, I got 5,000 yards. And this year, you know, he's still got 3,000 yards now, and he's got the 19 touchdowns, excuse me. And I look at him and I say, I still think he's getting it done. Like, I don't feel a social media, like, we're not just lifting up Justin Herbert because we just think he's, you know, oh, it's so fun to lift up Justin Herbert. He's a really good football player. And I guarantee if you walk around the National Football League right now and you'd say, out of the 32 clubs, if you could trade your quarterback for Justin Herbert right now, over 20, maybe 23, 24 of them would say, yes, I will. And that's where I think he is. He's in that top 10 discussion right now, and I think he's that kind of quarterback. And, yes, you've got to win games, and I understand that. And the Chargers, the season isn't over. I think the Chargers still have a shot to find a way because I just don't think the Jets are going to be able to hold on throughout the whole season. So the Chargers sitting at 6-5, I think they have a chance to be that team that sneaks into the postseason, and you don't want to play them because they might suddenly be 100% healthy. But, no, I think Justin Herbert's the real deal, and I really like him, and I'd love to have the problem of him being my quarterback.
Can you see a way in which Zach Wilson takes a snap for the Jets this year?
No, I mean, an injury will put him back on field, but outside of that, unless Mike White just implodes and has a 5-interception game, it's like, hey, look, we're out of the postseason. But I think this team just switched over and transitioned over to Mike White to see if he can, you know, see what he can be, knowing that Zach is, you know, has had a lot of opportunity to show what he can. So we're going to know a lot about Mike White right over the next 2 weeks. They play at Minnesota and at Buffalo. So welcome to Mike White world. We're going to see if that was just a fun game against the Bears or if that was a real, you know, opportunity for him to be consistent and start to show, like, hey, look, I can play at a decent level. But to put Zach Wilson back on the football field, I don't know what the benefit is for the Jets because I think that they understand at this point, that's why they made the decision, that he just can't get it done. And maybe he's in a competition next year in the offseason. But right now I'd like to see exactly what Mike White is so I know if he got a chance to be in that competition or is he really a number two or even a number three in this league. And I got a chance to figure that out, even though we're in a playoff run, which is a unique situation.
Tua has been statistically great, right?
Yeah.
Way better. Now, he's also surrounded by a coach who we now know understand like totally believes in him and his confidence is reflected in his play. But again, you're like the neutral outsider who knows what you actually see. How good is Tua?
Well, I think Tua's played exceptionally well, even more so than, and again, this is a quarterback that doesn't really run the ball, right? I mean, that's not his game. His game is, I'm going to throw it around and let these guys make plays. And I think the thing that Tua's done really well this year is making sure he doesn't lose the ball. Don't give up the easy possession. Don't give up the turnover out of nowhere. That's the thing you want to avoid completely. And I think the other thing that's been really good for Tua, and you could sit there and say, you know, again, it goes back from the Kyle Shanahan tree. You know, Mike McDaniel, what he's been able to accomplish there has been extremely impressive. And he's brought that offense to, you know, the AFC East. And they've done a great job with it. And they've got themselves now in first place. And then you think the same thing with Kevin O'Connell. What he's been able to accomplish with Minnesota. I mean, it just goes back to that's a great system. You know, if you understand that system, you can see how you can get your quarterback in position to make plays. Both those guys are doing a great job with it. But I think Tua has proven, even Stephen Ross, the owner of the club, who I think really wanted Deshaun Watson well. I think Tua has kind of shown everybody in the organization not so fast. I got a shot to be here. And I got to give Chris Greer credit. He made some big moves going to get Jaylen Waddle. Obviously making the move for Tyreek Hill, and those things have paid out for the Dolphins and their general manager, and that's been a huge piece of this puzzle.
Well, also, like, he didn't flinch. Right? It was the coach or the GM, and they end up winning, and I think there are some other factors in terms of how Brian Flores handled, like, you know, even his coaching staff didn't seem to love that experience, but, you know, so many other teams would have just cut bait. I mean, Cardinals cut bait with Josh Rosen, probably the right decision, but it was 1 year in, you know, 2 years in, they chose not to, and they've been rewarded for it. Some weird in the Tampa game, they have the ball, they have Tom Brady, and yet they played for overtime in, you know, not calling a timeout after the first kind of completion. So what's going on in Tampa where the most decorated, successful quarterback of all time has his coach concerned about him throwing an interception at the end of a game?
Yeah, no, it was a little bit of a surprise. And, you know, I sat there and looked at the game, Doug, and I was watching it, and I'm like, Cleveland scored. And I'm like, go for two, end the game. And they didn't. And I'm like, oh, well, this is going to end poorly for them. But, you know, I think that they looked at that, and they, for whatever reason, they couldn't get it done, and they ran out of time. And it's a shame right there with 32 seconds of what all happened and how they didn't have a chance to, you know, have a better opportunity to get that that field goal at the end of regulation, or have a chance to put themselves in field goal range at the end of regulation. And then they had times in the in the overtime as well, where they drove the ball decently, and then they, you know, they get the penalty on the illegal use of hands, and that really set them back. They were moving the ball significantly well, and then the second time they had it, they gave up the sack. So Cleveland with a huge win again, they're right on that bubble until they get to 8 losses. I know Deshaun Watson's got a lot in front of him, and they can't afford to lose another game. But that was a big win for Cleveland to try to stay alive, at least on, you know, some life support, and to see what Deshaun Watson can come in there and do. But for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, look, they can lose. I think 3 more games are going to win the South, because no one's going to pull that out. And Tampa's going to end up winning that division, in my opinion, just because they're going to win just enough games because they're too talented of a team. But this has been certainly a disappointment, and it shows me that, you know, their overall, this I think is Tom Brady's swan song. I think this is his last season, because I don't think he's having fun anymore. And, you know, it also is a little bit of a shot on Todd Bowles in terms of, like, his ability to motivate the team and to have him play at an elite level every week as good as Bruce Arians was able to do.
I agree on all fronts. I'm interested on the Brady thing, if he does, in fact, shut it down. Last thing, I think we now know what Lamar wants, right? I mean, it was a massive overreaction. He shouldn't have done it on Twitter, but we have enough replies on Twitter to understand he wants Deshaun Watson plus a dollar, right? That's what he wants. You're Baltimore. What do you do?
Yeah, so what I do is I continue to engage with him and his mother, who's doing a lot of the work. I don't know who else is helping, you know, Lamar make these decisions. And really, someone has to come out of the woods and have the guts to talk to Lamar in a real way and say, hey, look, unless you play this thing out, you're not going to get a fully guaranteed contract from the Baltimore Ravens. They won't do it. They're just not going to do it. So the only way to do this is two things. Number one, you got to play hardball. Last year you were very sweet and nice, and you came into the whole offseason. Number two, even though you're going to play hardball in the offseason, not be there, you need to go play out your franchise tag twice. Now, if I'm Baltimore, the way I play this is I continue to kind of move and play the shell game where, you know, I'm moving up the guarantees here, but I got to switch this over here and send back an offer that really doesn't matter, that he's not going to accept. And then, you know, when I get an offer back, I'm going to take my time and wait another month and just continue to play this game. Ozzie Newsome used to do this as well with Joe Flacco. He's like, hey, I'm not going to pay you. And then he won a Super Bowl. And he's like, well, now I guess I got to pay Joe Flacco. But it was worth paying him because he took him all the way to the promised land of a Super Bowl. And I think in this Lamar Jackson case, you want the guaranteed contract plus $1. You got a lot more games. You got the rest of this year. You got 2 more seasons to play. And happy to see you in free agency and see if you can go get that.
Mark Dominic. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Awesome insight. Remember, check out the GM podcast at The Athletic. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Doug. Enjoy the game, and hopefully USA pulls out a victory today, too.
All right, let's get you to Ryan Music with the news and an update.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Oh, that's right, Doug. We do. That's correct, Doug. The United States of America has taken a 1-0 lead over Iran. It is currently in the 39th minute, and the goal was scored by Christian Pulisic, who seems to be down right now. It was a bit of a collision with the keeper of Iran as he scored the only goal of the match thus far. He is being tended to. The collision happened just in front of the goal, and he kind of rolled into the goal, so that's sort of where we stand. As of right now, once again, U.S. a 1-0 lead over Iran, approaching the 40th minute in the first half, Doug. Now, from, as we said earlier, football to football, the American version, we have an interesting weekend for Odell Beckham Jr., who was escorted off of a flight after some reported complications. Flight crew claiming he was going in and out of consciousness. Odell and his lawyer saying he was simply falling asleep prior to takeoff. Whatever the case, it made headlines while he remains a free agent after recovering from ACL surgery. The Dallas Cowboys remaining one of the most public teams recruiting Odell. And their owner, Jerry Jones, was asked about the incident on 105.3 The Fan.
Did the Odell Beckham plane incident alter y'all's plans or change your thinking about how you want to approach Beckham?
No, it did not. Those are not his overall team compatibility. His judgment, his behavior is not an issue with him. It is with many, but not with him.
Jerry, does it ever give you any sort of uneasiness when you've got a guy like Odell Beckham Jr. who you know is going to visit a team before you guys?
Not at all. If you look at what precedes us before you get here, so to speak, physically coming to visit, I like that. As to other teams, we don't have anything to take a step back on that.
Jerry, not bothered by what happened with Odell over the weekend.
I mean, that's not a red flag. He had the whole plane had to turn around and deplane because of him. He's that guy. Oh, yeah, by the way, while that might not be a red flag and it might be a misunderstanding, should be pointed out that the Rams, he wanted to be played for the Rams ever since they won the Super Bowl. And they basically offered him the minimum and allowed him to walk. There are red flags. Jerry, of course, yep. It might be red flags somewhere else, not here. Dallas Cowboys. That's Ryan Music with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
All right, we're up 1-0. All right, 1-0. So, me personally, go for 2-0. Then you can, right? No, like, don't sit there and, like, too many random things happen in soccer. With it being Russell Wilson's birthdays, we got some great ideas. Great ideas for gifts for Russell Wilson. We'll share them with you next in The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Herd, Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app. You're just joining us. Kristen Pulisic ends up scoring, running. I also ran into the keeper. Look like a head to the gut or to the groin area, but he's still in, right? I think he's still in. Soccer tough. Anyway, more on that to come. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long here on Fox Sports Radio. Again, it's 1-0 in the 49th minute. 1-0 in the 49th minute. Let's get to the best for last.
It's almost the end of the show, but that doesn't mean we're phoning it in. Nope, we grind to the very last segment. It's time for Best for Last.
All right, Best for Last, okay? It is Russell Wilson's 34th birthday. So what do you get the guy that has everything, right? He's got a Super Bowl trophy. He's got a beautiful and successful and talented wife in Ciara. He's got kids. He's got his looks. He's got his faculties. But he's had a bit of a difficult year, a bit of a difficult transition. So what we thought we'd do was we'd put together a list of six things that you could get him for his birthday.
Number six.
A personality. Right? Like, I think a lot of the struggles are it's like the Alex Rodriguez thing, right? It's like you can't have a group of people telling you what your reaction should be. Just be. You don't have to be polished. Right? Wear sweats. Don't shave. Hey, maybe curse every now and again. How about a personality?
Number five.
Proof that you're a human being. Like genuine human qualities. Like just every once in a while break out a character and go like, come on, man. I just, the Broncos country thing, I just thought it would be cool, but it's kind of taken on a life of its own. It sounded better when it was Go Hawks. And, you know, like, I played at a great college, two college programs. One was an incredible college program. Like, it works for them. I just thought it would be this thing, and it's just not this thing. Sounds ridiculous, right? Like, just step back, go meta, right? Like in Deadpool, my favorite movie. Second favorite movie of all time, Deadpool, where all of a sudden Ryan Reynolds like talks to the camera. Just talk to us like a human being. Then go back into character.
Number four.
Delete social media. You don't need it. You already got the money. You already got the attention. I mean, like, what message? You don't. There's no branding thing. Like, just like delete it. You're not good at it. Delete it.
Number three.
Accountability. Right? You're 34 now. What's the difference between an adult and a kid? Right? Adults will never turn down a shower. Adults will never turn down a bath. I mean, a nap. Never turn down a shower. Never turn down a nap. Right? Ask yourself right now. Like, somebody goes like, hey, want to take a shower? And then I'll give you like 30 minutes to take a nap. No human, no adult in the right mind will ever turn that down. Kids, like, take a shower. Like, no, I don't want to. Take a nap. Like, I don't want a nap. The other thing that adults do is they point inwards. You know, that's me. I screwed that one up. That was me. Just some accountability. You don't have to take account for everything, but like, even when it's not your fault, it's your fault.
Number two.
Sense of humor. This one's a hard one, but a sense of humor. Suffer, especially self-deprecating.
Number one.
Self-awareness. Now this one, that's the hardest gift you could ever give somebody, but self-awareness. I think what you have to do is show him a video of himself. Maybe show him a video of early on Russ or of somebody else and their comfort level. Like, here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers can be abrupt, you know, because of the vax thing and lying about it. Like, he lost some people. But when he goes on McAfee and he's just himself, he's a lot more likable. Right? Just be yourself. Self-awareness. Happy birthday, Russ. It appears we're in position, but we got to win. If not, is there a Greyhound back from Qatar? I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.